Marcy, guess what is on the line at 308-8867. Hey, Marcy, how are you doing?
Talk with you.
I just couldn't stand it anymore.
I was wondering if you would call in.
I just couldn't stand it. I have the prettiest water garden in San Antonio.
I know you do.
Oh, quit it.
She does.
Oh, you've seen her water garden?
I've seen her water garden. It's very pretty.
Got three waterfalls and 12 goldfish, and it's a 1,600-gallon tank.
Okay. Wait a 1,600. Wait a minute.
Well, you got a reservoir there in case we run out of water.
Absolutely.
So I was going to be buying your water right soon.
I've got how large is your water garden? Should I put that by gallons or
garden people talk in gallons.
Okay.
Yeah, I was saying, so that was a legitimate question, wasn't it, Marcy?
How many?
I don't know. What is mine? 10 feet by 6 feet, something like that.
How many gallons?
Yeah, gallons seems to be the guess.
Okay. See, I'm polishing up these questions.
So, Marcy, will minnows thrive in a water garden?
Yes, they really will. And I have a big sale on minnows. They're free if anybody wants to come and catch them.
Big sale.
Yeah.
Okay, how long have you had your water garden?
It's exactly a year this month.
Okay, 1 year. See, I've got
one.
Got it
for my birthday last year.
Somebody gave you the garden?
Well, I had a friend that built it for me.
There you go. That's another one. How did you get your water garden?
Okay.
Marcy, what kind of value do you get out of your water garden in terms of why is it important to you?
I sit outside every day, and I talk to my goldfish, and I look at the beautiful plants I have all around it.
Do they talk back, Marcy?
Yeah, they do. And they nibble at your toes, and they're absolutely wonderful.
Marcy, what do they tell you to do?
Yeah.
They tell you to feed them.
They tell me to get the minnows out.
they're cramping our space.
Oh, geez.
Thank you, Jason. Okay. So are you ready for the next question?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so you sit by your water garden every night. What was there another one?
What kind of fish did you have?
I have goldfish.
You have goldfish. You don't have catfish?
I bought them a year ago. And they were about 3/4 inch long, and now they're about 10 inches.
Uh-oh.
Damn fast, huh?
And I have a dozen goldfish.
Wow. Well, you not only have a water reservoir, you've got plenty of food, too.
And you don't know where those minnows came from.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you bought minnows? Oh, they told you to do that, didn't they?
They told me to get the minnows to make sure the water balance is good before I put the goldfish in.
Okay, what?
But they're supposed to die, and they didn't die.
Now, do you cool your feet or other body parts in your water garden sometimes?
No, I don't.
What is wrong with these water garden people? I mean,
that's what you go
to a pond for in Tennessee or something, is to, you know, dangle your feet in the water. Or
I'll do that in the next one.
Oh, is this one not big enough or what?
Well, mine has plants all around the outside edge.
Has what?
Plants.
I have a lot of plants around the edge of it.
Oh, so there's no place to sit.
No place to stick your feet.
Well, I just take one plant out of there and you know, big enough for Milton, it'd have to be two or three, but, you know, big enough for you to sit down there.
Well, the thing is that the plant cover is necessary, particularly with all this heat. You have to have the coverage to make sure it's cool.
There you go. So
I'd be messing with Marcy.
So is you're located in 8 to 10 hours of sun, 4 to 6 hours of sun, or
all
less than 4 hours?
Long.
8 to 10 hours of sun.
Well, not only is the shade everything, but the really cuts down the evaporation too. If you got those plants in there,
do you feel?
I use about 2 inches a day.
Do you fill yours up every day?
I do.
I mean, top it off every day.
Every day.
I never realized
like
that.
A cup of coffee.
What's your main source? Did she ask her what's the main source of gardening?
We did not answer
water
this.
Garden information is?
It's this show, isn't it, Mark?
Shut up. No, it's not.
Actually, I'm on the board of directors of the Water Garden Club of South Texas.
Oh. Did you know we were sending this survey out to everybody?
Because you said so last week.
We just made it up. Gary just thought of it yesterday.
No. We were one of my Dirty Dozen, Jack Hoover, is in the Water Garden Club, and I sent this to him because I was going to let him spearhead it. And
send it to Sandy, and she'll put it in the newsletter.
Yeah.
Well, he gave it to Sandy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it'll be out.
Okay, good.
But anyhow, I have the prettiest water garden because of the berm behind the waterfalls, and I've got Esperanza, and I've got Artemisia, and I've got Duranta, and I've got hibiscus all over it, and it's just... It's wonderful, and I love it.
Okay, so you're what you do you have a favorite web source for water garden? Do you go on the internet and have you heard about that the web source in Florida that I linked to? I can't think of the name of it right now. It's linked to on plantanswer.com, but they've got I think it's probably the best source of information on water gardens in the world. It's out of Florida. But anyway, I would just want to, let's see.
So you don't have a web source, is that right, Marcia?
Well, I have a water gardening club, and they link to anything that we need.
So there you go. Yeah, and they've got a site, too.
Ask her about her problem.
So you intend to keep it. You recommend for others to get a water garden, probably.
Everybody should have one. It's a wonderful source of relaxation and healing. And if you got any kind of a problem, you just kind of sit outside and look at the fish and look at the plants and I look at my waterfalls, and it's nothing better in the world.
I've got does your water garden water feature contribute to your peace of mind and our tranquility? I'll put healing, mental satisfaction, and relaxation. How did you choose your plants? Did you talk to some of the people at the water?
Advice from folks, and I bought Middleburgers last year, but they didn't have as big a selection then.
Okay, but I mean, you didn't have a specific variety.
I didn't know anything. I never grew anything up a year ago.
Yeah, well, see,
I didn't have a yard.
Now that's a problem when you want to have a water garden.
Yeah,
just this year we came out. This month we came out with a Texas Superstar water lily selection, and this is why is to give people a kind of a grade up on step up on at least what to start with. I was interested in talking to one of the other callers. I asked them, and they said color was one of their main things. And I had overlooked time of bloom. You know, that person liked to look at hers at night, and so she wants a night bloomer. I had forgotten about that. See, I don't have a water garden myself. I'm not.
Well, you should get one.
I know I should. I need all of that healing, mental satisfaction, relaxation, and I guarantee you, boy.
I think people might buy you one.
My feet are going in that baby if I get a water garden.
All right.
Let's see. Okay, I think we got everything
good.
From her.
Marcy, you're the best. Oops, sorry, I turned you down here. Go ahead.
Does Marcy want to go to the Home and Garden Show?
Do you want to go to the Home and Garden Show?
No, I don't.
Okay. I don't
blame. Anyway.
Calvin's going to be speaking.
Well, that cinched it.
No, that's good for him to say that right after he said, I don't blame you.
Well, then I got
Milton, you're really getting much higher and higher on my list.
Then I got enthusiastic. Then I realized there was a reason to go.
You're just too late, Milton.
All right, Marcy. Actually, okay, what else, Marcy? Anything else exciting going on?
And you just watch if you... sponsor another play, Marcy, and you won't see me there.
Okay. Now, I don't get out real often anymore.
Yeah,
if you want to come over and pick up some of those minnows, just give me a call.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye now.
See you later, Marcy.